Chapter 1. The Slopers. In the 1840s, in New York, there lived a man called Austin Sloper. He was clever, funny, and honest, and everyone thought well of him. At the age of 27, Austin Sloper fell in love with Miss Catherine Harrington. She was beautiful and clever, and she was also rich. Many men wanted to marry her, but she chose Austin Sloper. They soon married and were very happy. Dr. Sloper was rich now, too, thanks to his wife's $10,000 a year, but that did not stop him from working very hard in his job. He became a respected doctor. Their first child, a little boy, sadly died at the age of 3. His mother's love and his father's medicines could not save him. 2 years later, they had a baby girl. She was a disappointment to her father because she was not a boy. A week after her daughter's birth, the young mother suddenly became ill, and another week later, Dr. Sloper became a widower. Dr. Sloper's job was to make people better, but he could not make his wife or son better. Nobody blamed him, but he blamed himself all his life. He still had his little girl. She had her mother's name, Catherine, and she was never ill. "I don't have to worry about losing her. She's so strong," Dr. Sloper thought. Dr. Sloper had 2 sisters, and both of them married early in life. His younger sister, Elizabeth, was his favorite. Her husband was a rich merchant, and they had a big family. Aunt Elizabeth was an intelligent, sensible woman. Dr. Sloper did not respect his other sister, Lavinia, who was not intelligent or sensible. Her husband was poor. When he died, she became a widow with no money and no children. Dr. Sloper invited Aunt Lavinia to live with him and his 10-year-old daughter while she looked for a new home. But after she arrived, she never looked for another place to live. Dr. Sloper did not mind this. He thought that it was good for Catherine to have another woman in the house. One day, when Catherine was about 12, he said to his sister, "You must make Catherine a clever woman, Lavinia. I want her to be clever." Aunt Lavinia thought for a moment. Then she said, "My dear Austin, do you think that it is better to be clever than good?" Dr. Sloper replied, "If you want people to respect you, you must be clever." He continued, "Of course I want Catherine to be good, but I already know that she will never be bad. She has always been a good and honest person." Aunt Lavinia was tall and thin, and she had a pleasant personality, but she was silly and sentimental. She also loved secrets. Sadly for her, she never had any secrets because her life was not interesting. She did not have a lover, but she wanted one. She wanted to write him secret love letters. Her brother, Dr. Sloper, understood her mind very well. He said to himself, "When Catherine is about 17, Lavinia will persuade her that a young man is in love with her. It will not be true. No young man will ever be in love with Catherine. But Lavinia will talk to her about it, and maybe she will talk to me about it. Catherine won't believe it. Luckily for her, she isn't sentimental." Catherine was not intelligent or beautiful like her mother. Her father was rich, but no men were interested in her. She was a good person with a gentle personality who always did what her father told her and always told the truth. She did not like to be the center of attention. She was not tall. She had good skin and straight brown hair. She loved and respected her father very much, but she was also very frightened of him. She thought that he was the cleverest, handsomest, and most respected man in the world. She always wanted to make him happy, but she never succeeded. He was very kind to her, but she was a disappointment to him. He never told her that, but it was true. "Lavinia is not succeeding," Dr. Sloper said to himself. "She is not making Catherine clever. She is normal, but she is nothing special." Catherine was shy and did not speak very much, but she showed her personality through her clothes. She spent a lot of money on them. Her father did not mind about the money because by this time he was making $20,000 a year. But he thought that some of Catherine's clothes were too bright and that she sometimes looked silly in them. When Catherine was 17, Dr. Sloper and his family moved to Washington Square, to a beautiful modern white house. It was close to Fifth Avenue, and it was a wonderful, quiet area. Aunt Elizabeth also lived in New York, but quite far from Washington Square. There were chickens and pigs in the street outside of her house. She had 9 children, Catherine's cousins, who were all adults now. 2 of her cousins were girls. 1 was already married, and the other was now engaged. At the age of 20, Catherine was invited to a party at her Aunt Elizabeth's house, and she bought a big, bright red dress for the event. She looked like an old woman in it, but she did not know this.